The very word secrecy is repugnant in a free and open society. And we are, as a people, inherently and historically opposed to secret societies, to secret oaths, and to secret proceedings. We decided long ago that the dangers of excessive and unwarranted concealment of pertinent facts far outweighed the dangers which are cited to justify it.
Well, this is Dane Wigington with the Global Alert News Hour for GeoengineeringWatch.org radio. This is a commercial-free news hour for the week of November 12, 2016. This show is broadcast on KQMS throughout Northern California, 1670 AM, 99.3 FM, and 105.7 FM. Recording of this show is posted on GeoengineeringWatch.org at the KQMS archives also. As always, there's far too much breaking news to fully cover, but I'll do my best. Let's connect the dots and assess where we stand in a world that's imploding on all sides. Can we yet change course? Can we yet make a difference? Also, for those that want to call in and listen to any of the last five issues of this show, you can do so at the PRN Radio Network. Call-in podcast number 701-719-0991. Also want to announce again the Silent Epidemic DVDs, the untold story of vaccinations. Very powerful, must-watch DVD. You can get a free copy at Orchard Nutrition or at Reading Radio. Must-watch DVD for any parent that wants to truly protect their children and learn what they have not been told. All we ask, if you pick up one of these free DVDs, please put it to use. Please share it. It will change your world if you understand what you haven't been told. Also, some copies of the 9/11 Architects and Engineers for Truth DVDs. Again, if anyone's truly patriotic, why would you not want to know what 2,700, that number is growing constantly, by the way, more and more architects and engineers from around the globe are signing on to this group. Why would you not want to know what 2,700 architects and engineers have to say about the 9/11 false flag event, which we have been lied to about completely, which is the license by which the military-industrial complex was completely unleashed around the globe? Why would you not want to know about the event that changed the world, an orchestrated event? That's a must-watch DVD also. Please share it. Also, Vaxxed. The Vaxxed film, very powerful film, tremendous people involved with that film that are doing their best to save our children. Truly valiant people. Why would you not want to know about Centers for Disease Control scientists that are trying to expose the fact that the Centers for Disease Control has systematically hidden known vaccination dangers for over two decades? Why would you not want to know? That's a film you can watch online, Vaxxed, V-A-X-X-E-D. Full presentations for those that want to know more details about climate engineering, all on the homepage of geoengineeringwatch.org. Mountains of data there. We don't sell anything. We're non-political. No advertising, just data. You can go there and watch free presentations that will fill in the blanks on what's going on in our skies, which has life on Earth in the balance, by the way. Reading Library final screening, December 3rd. At the Reading Library, Shasta County, 3:30 p.m. to 5:30 p.m., a film called In Times California will be shown. A very hard-hitting, short, one-hour film that discloses just how dire the situation is in California for many reasons, starting from climate engineering, fracking, and other issues, collapsing water tables, poisoned water tables, decimated drought, dying trees. This is a very hard-hitting film, 1 hour, Q&A afterward. Free materials will be there again. Reading Library, December 3rd, 3:30 to 5:30 p.m. As I said, I'll try to cover as many dire issues in today's program as possible. As always, there's too many issues to fully cover, but if you don't want to hear the unvarnished truth, this is not the program for you. I've always completely understood that telling the full unvarnished truth, the verifiable frontline truth, does not bring favor from most people. But that's not my purpose. This is not a popularity contest. It's simply a goal to try to put frontline data out for those who are willing to face it. And again, as psychoanalysts have told us on the record, and this is logically, rationally, and arguable, the hallmark of a healthy mind is measured by an unyielding willingness to face the truth, no matter how dire. That's a healthy mind, not one that hides from the truth in the shadows. My task, again, is to do my absolute best to report on the most critical factors we face, regardless of the criticism such reporting can create with those that don't want the full truth. Legal update with geoengineeringwatch.org. Legal team, very, very difficult. The U.S. filing is very difficult. The Canadian filing is still moving forward, but slowly Canadian government is trying to thwart that effort. They filed a motion to dismiss. A reply has been given to that. That's in the process of being seen. This suit in Canada should not be dismissed. We don't think it will be dismissed. In the U.S., every effort has been made by the government for decades to try to set the system up in a manner that makes legal recourse from what's happening in our skies or from polluted water bodies. Rainfall is not considered. The state of California, in fact, the government doesn't consider any rainfall testing valid at all. And I've been told in my face by EPA reps in Sacramento, California, they don't care what's in the rain. They don't care, and there's no laws to make them care. Therefore, the U.S. legal filing is very difficult. We have two more attorneys entering the fray now to try to help us create a case that will have the impact that it needs to have in order to bring the climate engineering issue fully to light. Again, a very difficult task. Lots of work going into this. Please be patient. We are trying to do this the right way. We have one chance at bat. We want to make it count. That's all I can disclose at this point, but it's being worked on diligently. Website censorship. On Monday, Google and Facebook announced measures to ban, quote, fake news websites from using their advertising networks. What's a fake news website? Any website that those in power don't want to be exposed to the public. That's what a fake news website. There was about 100 websites on this, and it included actually mainstream media sites. Among those sites, about 9th or 10th or 11th down the list of 100 was geoengineeringwatch.org. Amazingly. And again, we have sites like mainstream media sites that apparently the people behind Google and Facebook also don't want announced. About 100 websites in total, 100 sources in total, and it even included ABC sites and MSNBC sites. It included a mass list of media sites, and geoengineeringwatch.org was on that list. So this is the sort of Orwellian society we live in that now Google and Facebook, and we know they've always controlled the data as it goes out, always. One example, February, I believe, 12th on 2015, about two or three dozen mainstream media sources covered the geoengineering issue. Sources like New York Times, Washington Post, etc. On that day, because so many people were Googling the geoengineering subject and finding real data from geoengineeringwatch.org, Facebook cut our reach down massively that day. Is that a coincidence? Don't think so. We'll have to watch, wait, and see if Facebook and Google, in fact, proceed with their attempts to censor the truth. And that's exactly what they're doing. And we know they've been doing it already. So we'll see how far they get with this. Speaking of censoring the truth, how many people know who John Kirby is? He's the Pentagon and DOD spokesman that is tasked with trying to spin the propaganda that's constantly being pumped out by our government. And on that note, there was a recent exchange between reporters and John Kirby. It was a very, very damning exchange for John Kirby and the official U.S. position, if you will. This can be seen if you search John Kirby RT TV bombing 5 hospitals in Syria. You can find it underneath that category. But here's the headline. Washington accuses Russians of bombing 5 hospitals in Syria. State Department refuses to provide evidence. Does this remind anybody of the Saddam Hussein weapons of mass destruction that never existed, that we were lied to about again and again and again and again? Nothing but lies coming out of U.S. mainstream media and U.S. official government sources, and the mainstream media's job is to simply parrot whatever they're told from, quote, official sources. And I watched this exchange between John Kirby and a news reporter in a news conference, and it was incredibly astounding that the accusations being made by Mr. Kirby about the hospitals Russia supposedly bombed, couldn't name the hospitals, couldn't name the states they were in, couldn't name any sources, not a single source. And the more he was pressed to give some sort of data to back up his accusations, the more angry he became. In a truly infantile fashion, he refused to answer the questions, period. From that report, by the way, again, Washington accuses Russians of bombing 5 hospitals in Syria. State Department refuses to provide evidence. From that report, RT has asked the U.S. State Department for specific information concerning allegations that Russia is targeting hospitals in Syria. The response from John Kirby was a simple reiteration of the allegations and a patent refusal to disclose any details whatsoever. The report continues, during Wednesday's State Department briefing, spokesman John Kirby accused Russia of the Syrian regime of bombing, quote, 5 hospitals and at least 1 mobile clinic in Syria. Reporters pressed Kirby to give details, any verification whatsoever of the source to confirm what had happened. None was given. How short is the memory of American citizens? And again, the blatant lying that has gone on again and again and again. Lying that creates the mindset of the American population to support the military aggression that's going on in countries all over the globe. That's not about freedom. That's not about democracy. It's about empire, period. Those who don't believe that have simply not done their research. And I'm not, this is not about a specific news agency being targeted by our sources of information from the Pentagon. It's simply about a system that is designed to lie, deceive, and hide the truth. Why else would you have embedded reporters, as we had in the recent conflicts, reporters that must report in favor of those who are protecting them? So, again, the truth has long since been covered up. Our government did not want the kind of reporting, does not want the kind of reporting that came out of Vietnam, reporting that caused protests because people saw the truth, and they don't want that anymore, and they've done everything they can to make sure that that doesn't happen, period. And what about the rest of the ongoing U.S. government corruption? Will the Clintons now be pardoned? Is that going to happen? How many other pardons have U.S. presidents doled out to their cronies in order, or to other branches of the criminal cabal that is our government, by the way? The truth tellers are still targeted, and nothing has changed in that arena. Unfortunately, Mr. Trump's CIA appointee called for Snowden in the past. He has called for Snowden to be executed. Does that make everyone believe that anything has really changed? I hope I'm wrong. I really hope I'm wrong, but all signs indicate that we are heading back toward, in many ways, business as usual. And now we're told that the new administration will be rolling back environmental protection laws. Is this not an insane leap in the wrong direction? When we're all now passengers on a dying, polluted planet that will very soon not support life at all if we stay on the current course. If we're to save ourselves, if we're to salvage anything of what's left of the planet's life support systems, it's up to us. As the Hopi elders said, we are the ones we've been waiting for. And I realize how many people that might listen to this live broadcast that roll their eyes and walk away and everything's fine. I have my new car with no payments and no interest, and my house is mortgaged up to who knows how many hundreds of thousands of dollars. It's being used for an ATM to continue consuming. We have a lot of effort going into trying to keep the population complacent so that they don't understand that the planet's life support systems are failing. Time to wake up, and that wake up will come soon, like it or not. In regard to the effort to expose the truth and the amount of deception going on in that arena, I want to do a follow-up statement from a previous episode 2 weeks ago when I mentioned an event going on in Phoenix by individuals who claim to be in the fight to expose climate engineering and yet are doing everything they can to tow the official narrative of the climate engineers and the power structure, that there is no planetary warming, that the planet's in fact cooling, and that's exactly what the geoengineers want. And my point with bringing this up again is I've contacted radio show announcer Jeff Rintz, because he is the logical person to conduct an interview between myself and Ed Griffin and Ed's so-called experts, if they choose to participate, which would be Tim Ball or, quote, Lord Monckton. And these are the disinformation people at a global warming is a hoax, or it's called, I think the title of the event is The Global Warming Lie, something like this. And Phoenix, Arizona, that's going to occur in early December. And these are by, this event is being put on by someone who claims to be fighting climate engineering. And what this event does is to so completely discredit the anti-geoengineering effort in the eyes of climate scientists who will now never come near our movement if they believe this is our position, that the planet is in fact not only not warming but cooling, that oceans aren't in fact rising, it's just the land sinking everywhere. These are ridiculous, preposterous notions. And I won't look the other way when anybody is discrediting the cause on which my children's future depends, on which all children's futures depend. So I was challenged to debate Mr. Griffin and his so-called experts, which I am happy to do. I'll debate all three of them at once, so long as I have equal time. Radio show announcer Jeff Rintz, again, has sent an official invitation to Mr. Griffin to accept this offer, and Jeff Rintz was the logical person to do this. He's an unbiased individual who has interviewed all four people concerned here, myself, Ed Griffin, Lord Monckton, and Tim Ball. So Jeff Rintz is the logical person to conduct this interview. I hope Mr. Griffin accepts it. And why does the truth matter? Again, because credibility matters if we are to build the bridges necessary with the climate science community, that we need those alliances in order to have any chance of exposing and halting the climate engineering issue. And the climate science community, I'm sorry to say, and especially the environmentalist community, have shown no courage in this battle so far. The environmentalist community, specifically Greenpeace, we have Sierra Club and all the others that have simply lied and denied about the climate engineering issue in order to protect their 501c nonprofits. So I feel great disdain for those groups, and I have had encounters with the head of the Sierra Club in Northern California, for example, that didn't even have the courage to face me the last time I saw him. He just walked away because he's a coward and he doesn't want to face the whole truth. He simply wants to protect his little comfort zone and maintain their 501 nonprofit. And that's what the environmental groups are doing, and that's a tragedy, a travesty. They need to be exposed as well. But that's across the board, as I've covered with Alzheimer's Foundation. All these groups are simply designed to hide the truth. And much of academia, much of the science community, I'll get to that more in a few moments, they're simply, at this point, tools for the power structure to help hide reality from the population. That's what most of the science community has done so far. But I know many in that community, and they want to come forward. But they simply need to feel they're standing on solid ground. And that's why the truth matters. And here's the truth. This is one more point with understanding the full reason why it matters to understand the state of the climate clearly. When the government steps forward and finally is forced to acknowledge the fact that the climate is in total meltdown, if the population doesn't already understand that climate engineering is making that situation worse, not better, if this is not completely understood, then our chances of effectively exposing and halting climate engineering will be greatly diminished. This is why these bridges must be built. This is why it's with the science community. This is why it's imperative that the population actually investigates, understands the truth, and doesn't continue to operate off ideology, preconception, and denial, period. We must abandon the herd mentality in our society, which has contributed to our society's propensity to not operate from a standpoint of moral fortitude or virtue. It's simply a personal pursuit of pleasure, ignoring the bigger picture, ignoring one's responsibility to the bigger picture. And this particular course must be abandoned if we're to have any chance of changing direction. In so many ways, the science community has long since been used to validate the lies and deception of the power structure. Now, in this particular case, I want to elaborate because so many, again, as the event I just mentioned, that is trying to claim that there has been no warming on the planet for 17 years, whatever they say. The actual statistics, in fact, we've passed 381 consecutive months of above normal temperatures. The poles are in meltdown. Anybody who looks for this data, in fact, I challenge you to actually look for data. Don't believe me. Don't believe those that are beating the global cooling, global warming as a hoax drum, which is exactly what the climate engineers want them to say. And these are people who claim to be fighting climate engineering. They're actually harming the cause greatly. And again, a cause on which everything depends. But don't believe anyone. Investigate for yourself. So we know, again, that the climate science community has long since been used to validate the lies and deception of the power structure. But the fact is, in regard to the climate itself, the worst case mainstream media publications on the state of the climate fall far short of how badly damaged the climate really is. And every day that climate engineering is allowed to continue makes that damage worse, not better. But it's not the only source of damage. As so many people, I state this over and over and over, because so many people who claim to be fighting climate engineering are just as much in denial as those who refuse to acknowledge climate engineering itself, because they want to deny any other form of human damage to the planet except climate engineering. And that is also incorrect. That is also denial, a lie. So, back to the climate science community that have been used to validate the lies and deception of the power structure, like saying vaccinations are safe, like saying what we see in our skies are condensation trails, which they are not condensation trails. We have film footage to prove this. It's not about me claiming anything. It's about saying, please investigate the film footage we have of aircraft with nozzles visible, photographed, retrofitted, spray turning on and off in the sky. You can't turn condensation on and off. Lab tests showing the exact materials named in climate engineering patents raining down on all of us in unimaginable quantities, aluminum, barium. Is it any wonder that there's so much respiratory issue? And I'll get to another headline story on that that just occurred. We are literally being systematically slow-killed from the sky, regardless of the agenda. Most of the people involved with the climate engineering programs are certainly being told they're doing something benevolent, something for the common good, something to save the planet. Could not be further from the truth. That's like saying more nuclear weapons will help us save the planet. Is that true? Of course not. People involved with these programs have to use their common sense and their reason and find their sense of moral fortitude and honor that they have abandoned, or they would not be participating in these programs. So back to the science community that has been used to validate the lies of the power structure in so many ways. The science community has been trained and conditioned to accept only the reality that is officially ordained from official sources and institutions and approved as reality by the power structure. And I know this firsthand. I know some very intelligent people that claim to be fighting global warming, people in Northern California, and I've been told this to my face by a degreed academician, that unless or until there's a peer-reviewed study that admits to climate engineering, and that peer-reviewed study would, of course, have to come from a power structure-controlled institution, and he stated to my face, unless there's such a study, then that reality doesn't exist. What kind of willful blindness is that? That unless the power structure says it's so, it's not so. And that's the kind of mentality we have in academia. They've abandoned their sense of reason. They've abandoned their sense of logic. And they have sadly abandoned their sense of honor and morality. Completely abandoned it. And I hope and pray they find it. And if we stand in the truth long enough and tenaciously enough, perhaps some of them may find it and they may join us on that island of truth. Let's hope that happens. But in so many ways also, the public is all too happy to be lied to, as they don't want to face reality either. Because to do so would take courage and a commitment to the greater good, which is unfortunately in precious short supply in our gluttonous, dumbed-down society. Remember, it's not just those in power that have led us to the end of the plank, so to speak. It's also the total complacency of a society that does not want the truth. Doesn't the pharmaceutical industry, in fact, exemplify this mentality in our society? How many products are we sold that are only to hide pain in the human body, not to treat it or to cure it? No, just to hide the signals from your body so you can continue with whatever activity you were doing, oblivious to the signals that your body's putting out that are meant to bring your attention to a problem that needs to be dealt with, not covered up. Again, that's just a metaphor, a sign of the state of our society. Don't treat the problem, just hide it. And for those that feel safe and secure because of the recent record high stock market numbers, don't get too comfortable, as the grand illusion of printed Fed fiat money from private bankers and the card house stock market will soon enough completely implode. Wait and see. The only wealth that matters is natural resources, and the biosphere is crashing. The rest is all an illusion, and it cannot be maintained for much longer. The holiday season stock market manipulation and the recent record market levels are simply designed to make the population that much more oblivious to reality, especially over the holidays. to make them oblivious to the walls that are now collapsing on all sides. Here's a few headlines in that regard. L&T Group from India cuts 14,000 jobs in 3 months. Another headline. Job cuts loom in jewelry industry. Business declines by 80% in 2 weeks. This is not in the U.S., by the way. They're consuming here. This is also in India and other Asian countries. Another headline. Samsung will cut China staff by 20%. That's huge. Another headline. Record number of migrants to New Zealand in past year. Even to New Zealand, a faraway place. I've been to New Zealand a couple times. It's a tremendously beautiful country. But migrants going away even that far, those who can afford to, because much of the rest of the world is also being now inundated with migrants. And that's going to get worse fast. And these are refugees. You know, migrants is the wrong number for what's happening around the globe. They're refugees. And many of these are environmental refugees. The vast majority are. What infrastructure they had in certain countries has been blown to bits. So much of it spawned by actions of our country. And these refugees then have no way to feed themselves. And in many other regions, because of climate disruption, much of it caused by geoengineering, more climate refugees. And this is going to accelerate rapidly as the planetary meltdown continues, as crop failures continue, as marine ocean die-offs continue. There will be unimaginable amounts of refugees from Japan. Do Japanese people want refugees into Japan? Question mark. I would think the answer is no. That island is already unimaginably overpopulated. Unlike those who think we could all fit in the state of Texas and have some room to throw our tent, and I hear that argument again so much, people who think that Japan is not overpopulated, see how long Japan could survive if it didn't import unimaginable amounts of resources every single day. Not long. Final headline on that front, the trouble with the U.S. food supply. That's the headline from this report. The food industry has become so globalized that much of the U.S. public doesn't even know where its food comes from, much less whether it is safe. So much food is being imported into the U.S., which makes the U.S. population, as I've stated earlier in this broadcast, completely oblivious to what's going on around the world, completely oblivious to how many people are going hungry. And it's accelerating radically fast, unimaginably fast. But the U.S. population is blind to this because the shelves in Costco and Walmart are always stocked up. If you're living under the delusion that nothing could ever interfere with this endless food supply, you will soon be in for a very, very rude awakening. Soon enough. On that note, growing our own food is becoming increasingly difficult in so many areas. I know this firsthand because on the east side of Lake Shasta, we were 10 years ago able to grow a large thriving garden, and now we can grow almost nothing. It's not just me. I hear it from countless people, including former U.S. Forest Service biologist who's a master gardener, whom I know personally very well, having great difficulty growing anything. Why? Because we have unimaginably intense UV, thanks to geoengineering. That's the single greatest mathematical cause of the destroyed ozone layer. Unimaginable amounts of UV radiation is hitting us. I'll do reports on later shows on this because, as I stated earlier, we're working directly with a 40-year aeronautics engineer, 40-year veteran, former NASA employee, and we will publish reports on just how bad the UV is. So that's frying foliage and gardens, certainly, and we have highly toxic bioavailable heavy metals coming down in our rain. But you would never know that from any public protection agencies like EPA because they don't care what's in the rain. And they have made sure, as I stated earlier in this program, that there is no law to create any sort of guideline on what should or shouldn't be in our rain. And I was told to my face in Sacramento, in the California EPA, by a representative, they don't care what's in the rain. They don't care if it's radioactive. They don't care. There is no regulation for that whatsoever, and that is by design so that the massive amounts of heavy metal contamination raining down on us, not just from climate engineering, but we have radiation from Fukushima, we have with cesium, all sorts of other toxic elements, but there has been great steps, very thorough steps taken by our government over the course of decades to make sure that the threats to the population are effectively hidden, and that's what these organizations do. So, back to the gardening, back to your food, what do? Consider this. This is from a friend with a website that he's done this data and this work, and it's good advice. It's about storing up some food for just in case. And that just in case will soon be a reality. Wait and see. But this is his research, and I think it's very valuable. It's how many calories can you buy per dollar? And what should you buy if you're going to store food? Beans, rice, sugar, pasta. Also in the thousands of calories, they're in the thousands of calories per dollar. It's about maximizing your money if you're going to store food. And I don't want to tell anybody what to do in that regard. I don't want to give that kind of advice. That's a very personal decision, and it's up to the individual. I'm simply saying this. Given what we see on the horizon, for anybody who does any objective research, if you think it makes sense, you should consider maximizing your money. And that comes with certain staple commodities like beans, rice, sugar, and pasta, where you can get the most calories per dollar. Because you can, again, an example from that is given on this website, Walmart flour is 4,600 calories per dollar. Freeze-dried survival food is about 100 to 200 calories per dollar. Very big difference. So if you see that we are likely to have very difficult times ahead, wouldn't it make sense? But it's a personal decision. I'm not telling anybody what to do on that account. The Dakota pipeline disaster continues with protesters that continue to be abused by a police state that is there to protect the corporate interest, period. The Dakota pipeline protesters are being sprayed with small single-engine propeller planes. They're getting sick. They've reached out to geoengineeringwatch.org, some people from Earth Guardians. We're engaged in trying to help them test whatever's being sprayed on them now. Let's hope we find some results that can be brought to light. That's a disastrous situation. Those that support the fossil fuel industry in this situation, you're on the wrong track. And the bottom line is, if people are not allowed to protect their sources of water, where are we? There's nothing left. No water, no life, period. The Dakota protest people should be fully supported. They should have our support. They have our support at geoengineeringwatch.org. Absolutely. Another headline, Fukushima reactor cooling system stops following quake and tsunami. Now, again, those who think that the experts somewhere have it all figured out, everything's safe, they know what they're doing, you're living in a delusion. They don't know what they're doing, or we wouldn't have three full meltdowns in Fukushima right now with no technology to fix that. Anybody who thinks that Fukushima is all better now, you're disastrously wrong. We just had a cooling system shut down again after the most recent earthquake. So these disasters are not only not over, they're just beginning. Fukushima is just beginning. It's going to be nuclear volcanoes there into the foreseeable future, decades. And we might have many more Fukushimas on our hands very soon. The London Metal Exchange. This is an interesting headline. Back to geoengineering. Here's the headline. London Metal Exchange aluminum price keeps rising. Why? Now, we have to ask ourselves that. With the industrial demand going down because of the shutting down of manufacturing in many arenas, why does the aluminum price keep going up? Because a whole lot of it's coming down from our skies. It's being sprayed, period. We saw the same thing after the Copenhagen and Cancun climate conferences. Aluminum futures went up 25 and 30%. Why? Because of a climate conference? Connect the dots. Connect the dots. Aluminum is a major element that's being used in climate engineering because it's high reflectivity. There are certain properties that the geoengineers look at that make it advantageous for geoengineering as long as you don't care about having a planet that supports life. And that's their mentality, period. Aluminum prices keep going up. In fact, let me read a single sentence from that report. Quote, many active investors in the aluminum market who have been watching prices are perplexed, confused, and bewildered as to why the London Metal Exchange price continues to rise. Connect the dots. Now, about what's falling from the skies and what's in that material. The leaves on most of the deciduous trees have now died on the tree and then fallen off. This is not natural. Leaves should drop before they're completely wadded up, dead, and crunchy from the abscission hormone on the tree that releases the leaf with cold weather, and that's not happening. On the east side of Lake Shasta, we have had nowhere near freezing temperatures, nowhere near. And yet all the deciduous trees, the leaves have browned up at a recent rain about 3 weeks ago, and I believe there's a defoliant in that rain because these materials exist. The fruit farmers have been using them for decades because it's not been getting cold enough. It forces the tree into dormancy, kills the leaf on the tree, and the wind eventually blows that leaf off, and that's what's happening. It's not from cold. It's not from the abscission hormone in the tree. Something else is going on. And we know the rain's toxic. We know a lot of these elements are in the rain, but we've seen it a particular rainfall in the fall months in recent years that this happens. If you see a tree that's fully foliated with dead leaves, something is wrong. Those leaves didn't fall from the tree releasing them. Something else is going on. And again, we know climate engineering is going on. We know that these materials are coming down. Now, also, in regard to chemical ice nucleation, the snow line, because we're seeing engineered chemical nucleated events now, the snow line all too often now has nothing to do with elevation. Rather, it's only connected to where chemical ice nucleation operations are being carried out by the climate engineers. The so-called weather forecasters, which are now nothing more than paid liars for the power structure. The forecasters try to convince the population that it's normal and natural to have a warm side to a so-called winter storm. A warm side and a cold side. And this notion is completely ridiculous, historically unprecedented. As the flows of far above freezing rains migrate into certain regions, often from the record warm Gulf of Mexico, the bombardment of ice nucleating materials is carried out from aircraft. This creates a transition zone where there is first freezing rain and then further into the chemically nucleated nightmare that's being created, the large cotton ball size heavy wet flakes begin to fall. And these processes are well documented. I've stated again and again the Chinese government openly announced they were doing that. If you think our government doesn't have the technology, you're not looking at reality. Power structure-owned institutions like the Weather Channel give the theatrical names to the engineered winter events in order to increase the public's perception of the event. The most recent engineered snowstorm was named Argos. In order to create a maximum media theater, the weather makers will concentrate the core of the engineered event over a few specific regions in order to create a record snowfall amount that they can make headlines from. And they'll create this here and there. In doing so, they're able to fuel the fervor of those that refuse to face the reality of the ongoing planetary meltdown. And does anyone remember all the record snows in Boston that occurred not so long ago? Record snows that occurred in the record warm year of 2014, a record that was broken by the bigger record warm year of 2015, and 2016 will break that global high temperature record again. Wait and see. If you don't know what chemical ice nucleating programs are, search the subject and investigate the issue so that you might understand that winter is now being engineered and augmented by the weather makers. And if you're already in the fight to expose and halt climate engineering, and you don't understand the fact that chemical ice nucleating processes are in essence creating winter in so many circumstances, and if because you don't understand this, you are riding on the false global cooling bandwagon, you're actually hurting the cause to expose and halt climate engineering by repeating the exact false narrative that the climate engineers and the power structure want you to recite. This fact must be considered and remembered. You can't fight geoengineering, and you can't fight against that issue by claiming engineered events are natural when they are not. Record low U.S. tornado activity. Why? Because there's such a blanket of reflective aerosols, it's affecting convection, and that affects tornadoes. So we see the signs over and over and over from climate engineering and the weather disseminating agencies like Weather Channel. Their job is to try to explain this away as natural. I'll soon post a statement, by the way, from a flight controller that is doing their best to wake others up in the aviation industry to the geoengineering issue. The identity of this individual will not be released, but the information and perspective in the statement is valid, moving, and shocking. Now, and about the materials that are raining down us, about the effect on our health, headline from Australia. Quote, emergency services declare major disaster after mass thunderstorm asthma event. Since when do you have a state of emergency, as an asthma emergency? Who's ever heard of an asthma emergency? And especially after a rainstorm, what's coming down in that rain? Shouldn't we ask ourselves what's coming down in that rain? Here's from this report. Hospitals across Victoria have been left reeling after an unprecedented number of people suddenly fell acutely sick on Monday evening. This is this last Monday. What is believed to be a mass incident of thunderstorm asthma. They make these terms up as they go. The demand was so great that Ambulance Victoria ran out of ambulances, had to call in police officers, non-emergency patient vehicles, and field doctors trained for disasters to help with the transporting acute patients to hospital. Ambulance Victoria was flooded with calls after a storm hit Melbourne shortly before 6 p.m., prompting a, quote, major disaster response from emergency vehicles. Stand back and think about this. A major asthma crisis happening during a thunderstorm? Who's ever heard of anything like this? And the day before this happened, I have a contact in that exact region that sent me the satellite imagery showing massive geoengineering activity going on there in the day before this event happened. Same exact region. Report continues. The expert from Victoria said the patients were so sick they needed to be taken to a hospital rather than being treated at the scene. And at one stage, there were 190 people waiting for assistance. I quote from this expert, "I've never seen the computer dispatch of Melbourne look like this. It was what we call a sea of red." This is from the state health commander, Paul Holman. He said in his 40 years as a paramedic, he has never seen an event like this. Welcome to geoengineering. And we have the whole climate science community, back to the lying and denying of the climate science community, all of whom is discussing geoengineering as a potential cure for the planetary meltdown, when it is anything but a cure. Geoengineering is a curse far worse than the disease itself. And none of these scientists ever bring up the fact that, oh, by the way, the tens of millions of tons of toxic materials that we are proposing be sprayed annually into our atmosphere all settles down where we all inhale it. Exactly what just happened in Australia, period. Climate engineering is real and decimating our planet. Headlines from last week about what's happening to our climate, and I don't want anyone to believe me. I'm asking you to please look at this data, frontline data with photographs from The Guardian in UK. Quote, "Extraordinarily hot Arctic temperatures alarms scientists." From the U.S. News and World Report, quote, "Arctic and Antarctic sea ice levels at record low levels." These are headlines now, mainstream media, and it doesn't matter what the headline state or the source. What matters is that you can look at frontline film footage and see that this is in fact real. And the only reason these mainstream sources are admitting this now is because you can't hide this much longer, period. Another headline. Climate emergency, North Pole sees record temps melting ice despite Arctic winter. When we're losing ice in the Arctic, and we have in the last week, we've lost about 1 million square kilometers of sea ice globally. And when we're losing ice in an Arctic where there's no sun this time of year, that's a crisis. Another headline from Scientific American. Military leaders urge Trump to see climate as security threat. We have all the U.S. military leaders saying they are going to do whatever they feel they have to do to deal with the climate because it's the greatest national security threat of all. And guess what they're doing? Climate engineering. Why would we think otherwise? But the obvious problem with the military-industrial complex is they think more nuclear weapons provide security as well. How much security does that provide us? We have now enough nuclear weaponry to destroy life on Earth mathematically 12,000 times over. Does that make us more secure? Does climate engineering make us more secure? No. Climate engineering is weather warfare, which is nothing more than biological warfare because of the toxic elements falling down, as we just saw in Australia. These elements aren't just killing us, not just shortening our lifespan, but they're killing other things like trees as well. Between the disrupted hydrological cycle, the toxic elements falling down in the rain, and the radically extreme UV radiation from the destroyed ozone layer, also directly related to climate engineering, we're also losing unimaginable amounts of trees. Recent headlines from this week from the federal website. New aerial survey identifies more than 100 million dead trees in California. I first started to sound the alarm on the dying trees in 2008 with agency officials, USDA people I know, Fish and Game Forest Service people I know, and they all turned to blind eyes. No, everything's normal, everything's fine, you don't know what you're talking about, so on and so forth. And even friends, family, people I tried to alert, no, this is not happening. And I know trees, as I've stated before. My father was an arborist. I've loved trees immensely since I was a child. I see them quite clearly. Now we have this statistic, and if you think 100 million is an exaggeration, guess again. That's a radically conservative figure. Another headline from this last week from the New York Times. California today, more than 100 million trees are dead. What now? Question mark. That's the headline. From that report from the New York Times, California's trees are dying at an alarming rate last week. The U.S. Forest Service said An aerial survey revealed that another 36 million trees have died while in the grip of persistent drought, bringing the total since 2010 to more than 102 million. That's since 2010. And of course, the Forest Service or no official source will ever admit to geoengineering. They can't, they won't. So they blame it all on the drought, but they don't state why we're having such an unimaginable drought. And I'm going to get to that in a moment with an insider report from someone I communicated with from Oak Ridge Lab. But they won't admit to the intense UV radiation, the toxic materials coming down in our rain. As I said earlier in this report, there is no testing or regulation for rainfall. So all of that goes ignored by our so-called experts that are simply paid to lie to us, to pacify us, and make us think that whatever's happening is just some sort of a natural cycle. Go back to sleep. Go back to shopping. The market's at record high. Stay asleep until we hit the wall. And we're about to hit the wall. On that note about the climate, people who claim they don't know who to believe. So many people, I hear this. I don't know who to believe. I see this headline. I see that headline. Why are you just looking at headlines? Why don't you look at some frontline facts, frontline film footage? It's not about believing anything. It's about looking at what's factual, period. And if you're one of those people who says, I just don't know who to believe, you're not doing any investigation. You're simply biting whatever headline falls in front of you. And that's not objective research. Look at frontline data. Don't believe me. Don't believe anything else. If you don't believe at this point the climate's in meltdown, we have film footage of glaciers disappearing all over the globe, you're simply living in blindness. Please do some honest investigation. On that note, some time ago, I posted two articles titled Dialogue with the Geoengineering Insider. I had direct communication with one of the individuals involved with the climate engineering programs from Oak Ridge Lab. And I published this, and you can search this article, again, called Dialogue with the Geoengineering Insider. But I want to read the first dialogue with this individual now, just to highlight the mindset of those in power and their blindness to what's really going on, and to weave this into the tree situation specifically. Because those in power, and the vast majority of those who serve those in power, are willfully blind. They don't look at or consider the consequences of what they do. So in considering the statements that are going to be made that I'm going to repeat from this geoengineering insider, he is coming from a perspective of trying to sell geoengineering. He's a part of these programs. He has convinced himself that they're worthwhile when they are not. They're completely destructive. Here's the start of some of his statements. For Dane's sphere of observation, this is after I'd already had conversation with him earlier and he was responding to that to another individual. For Dane's sphere of observation, he is close, but he is not considering the larger models. For instance, when climate change affects drive up RH, that's relative humidity, due to ocean heating and loss of natural cloud cover, the power of the atmosphere to spawn huge and damaging storms is increased. More storms and higher damage level storms. I want to respond to that. As I've always stated this conclusion, always, the planet is trying to cool itself. Stopping or derailing this process will only make things worse in the long run. The hydrological cycle is always enhanced as the planet warms. The laws of physics dictate this. Decimating the hydrological cycle to keep the atmospheric relative humidity levels down can only do much more harm in the long run than any perceived short-term good. He continues, the Oak Ridge Insider continues with this, as you may have taken note, El Nino warms oceans. The effect drives up humidity levels over oceans, over land, that causes areas like the U.S. lots of damage due to storm frequency and energy. High El Nino patterns did extensive storm damages in Tennessee. Again, he's trying to sell geoengineering. He's trying to convince himself that what he's involved with is a good thing. Continuing with his statements, one way to affect that increase is to cause a rain out of the humidity by inducing nucleation and rainfalls, what I talked about earlier in the show. It will take away from California's typical weather patterns. What have we seen? It's exactly what we've seen. Disrupted hydrological cycle. My response to that was this. It is virtually killing California and its boreal forests. These forests are burning to the ground and thus fueling the warming further. The same is true in countless places around the globe. 100 million acres a year in Siberia is going up in flames. All the global plankton is dying off due to the destroyed ozone layer. This is just fringe damage to this person. The insider continues by stating this. For the other parts of the U.S., that the driver effect of the oceans causes less storms for most of the U.S., less floods, less severe storms. He continues, so California inherits more wildfires and other problems, and the rest of the U.S. nets cooler summer temps, less flooding, and less serious storms. This conversation took place about 3 years ago. So consider what's happened since he stated this. Is it cooler everywhere else in the U.S.? Not so much. The ramifications from climate engineering are manifesting. The destruction is manifesting. And now their attempted goal to fry one area in order to cool another is falling apart. Everything is beginning to cook. The insider continues stating this. The weather here in East Tennessee has been much cooler and the storms fewer and less damaging. One storm at the height of the El Nino about 10 years ago knocked out the power to a Y2 plant because it twisted off the huge TVA four-leg power towers feeding the parts of the, and then there's a redaction on his message to me. He didn't want to name the specific location. He continues with this. So he's complaining about the storms that are happening from El Nino that geoengineering is helping now to mitigate because of the canopy of toxic reflective aerosols that are slowing down tornadoes, as I mentioned in this report earlier. He continues with this. Like I told Dane, on the phone, the larger models move toward the larger balance equation of the U.S., and if they have to kill off trees in California to lower damage factors across the expanses of the U.S., the trees there are going to take a hit. Listen to what I just said. Like I told Dane on the phone, the larger models move toward the larger balance equation. In other words, if we have to kill things off in one area to hide the severity of warming from the population in another, that's what we'll do. And this is exactly his statement. And if they have to kill off trees in California to lower damage factors across the expanses of the U.S., the trees are going to take a hit. And what headlines do we have? Over 100 million trees dead in California. That's exactly what's going on here. I'm going to finish this report in next week's show. But here's a final statement from him on this report. I don't blame Dane for complaining for what is happening to his backyard, as I would be up in arms also, which is why they just need to tell all the people what is going on with climate change moderation methods and all decide on what measures are fair to all, yet serious enough to control the methane boil-off risks. So there you have it. This scientist, an insider, part of the geoengineering programs, has convinced himself, or others have convinced him, that he is helping to mitigate the risk of methane boil off into our atmosphere. But in fact, all available data indicates climate engineering is making that dire danger far worse, not better. He finishes with this. Most of the simple Simon types that depend on the government to make decisions for them would not even be able to keep track of the issues, and they would gridlock the system and make matters worse. Dane is looking only at his backyard issues and not the whole view of the disaster control sort that falls into that area. Really, I'm not looking at the whole picture. No, this individual on the inside is not looking at the whole picture because climate engineering is decimating our planet and its life support systems, and that's the mentality we have. This plugs in exactly to what's happening right now in California and so many other places around the globe. So given the mentality of those on the inside of the system, of which I've just given an example, let's consider what they're really doing by playing God with the weather with no regard for the consequences. I want to repeat a quote again that I've stated before, but that needs to be heard again and remembered from one of my most appreciated authors, Henry David Thoreau. He said this, "Thank God men cannot fly, lest they would lay waste to the sky as they have done to the earth." And it's important to remember Thoreau said this before our skies were completely decimated. Something to remember. So let's finish with this. Who has given those in power the right to do what they do? We, the people, have given them this ability so far. Willful blindness, total complacency, misdirected priorities have created a horizon for us all that at this point is nearly black. If there's yet a flicker of light left, this light lies in the possibility that the masses could yet be awakened, that the masses could yet recall and remember that they are part of the whole, that life is not about one's personal pursuit of pleasure solely, but rather about doing one's part for the greater good. It's not about taking all that you can, but rather it's about giving back. We have an obligation to our children and to the planet on which we live, planet Earth. A planet on which our children depend. Man's war against nature is ultimately a war against himself. What will you do at this most critical point in time? What will your priorities be? Will you make your voice heard for the greater good while there's yet time to make a difference, or will you go silently into the night? Until next week, this is Dane Wigington with GeoengineeringWatch.org.